November 1991, Baltimore, Maryland. 12-year-old Melody McCoy excitedly said goodbye to her mother on her way to a sleepover with a school friend. Melody was a stellar student and everyone loved the smiley preteen. But for reasons that are not clear more than 30 years later, she would leave her friend's home early and would be last seen walking towards her home only to vanish into thin air. Melody lived in a notoriously violent and crime-ridden area, and she was African-American. So her disappearance did not get the media attention or police attention it definitely deserved. For these reasons alone, it is important I bring her story to you today. Her smile was gorgeous, and she had a bright and promising future in front of her. Melody and Shirley deserved justice, and Melody should not be forgotten. This is Melody's story. Melody Gwen McCoy was born October 1st, 1979, to mother Shirley McCoy. Not much is known about Melody's family, so it's not clear who her father was and what role he had in her life. If he was still alive at this time, it seems he and Shirley were no longer together. And considering Melody's disappearance is considered a non-family abduction, and he isn't mentioned in any news article I could find, I'm pretty confident in assuming he was not part of Melody's life, at least by the early 1990s. Regardless, Melody was loved. She was super close with her mother. Her grandmother would describe Melody and Shirley as being like, quote, two peas in a pod, unquote. And up until the time of her disappearance, Melody would always know where her mother was at all times, and Shirley knew exactly where to find her only child. They were each other's entire lives, and their bond was unbreakable. 12-year-old Melody was in the sixth grade at Harlem Park Elementary School. School was something that she was very focused on. She was getting good grades and had a perfect attendance record. Her smile was beautiful and infectious, everyone liked her, and she had a lot of friends. Melody and Shirley wanted her to break the welfare cycle. They both wanted her not to struggle like her mother and grandmother and great-grandmother. And Melody was focused and driven. Shirley did the best she could to provide for her daughter. The pair lived in one of West Baltimore's most notoriously rough neighbourhoods, in a high-rise apartment named Lexington Terrace on the 300 block of North Mount Street. This high-rise apartment building was built in the 1960s, and by the 1990s, when this story takes place, it was not the most pleasant place to live. It was downright dangerous. The apartments were mostly vacant, and it was falling apart. There was a lot of crime and major drug traffic. This building would be torn down in 1996, which is not surprising. But this was all Shirley could afford, and her and Melody made the best of their situation. They were happy and they worked hard, and life was good for the mother and daughter. Saturday, November 30th, 1990. Shirley agreed to let Melody stay with a friend for the night. Like with Melody's family, there is little information out there on Melody's friend and his family. Only they lived close by, either on the 300 block of Fremont Avenue or the 1800 block of West Saratoga Street. It is reported as both. Honestly, the conflicting and limited information that is out there, it's heartbreaking. Here is a girl of colour from a rough neighbourhood. I understand the police and the media would have had their hands full already. But she is a child, and she deserved more attention to her disappearance. Maybe then we would know more than we do now, more than 30 years later. Sunday, December 1st, 1991, the next day. The family of the friend Melody was staying with would later report to police that when the mother got up that morning, Melody had already left. It is not clear if she left throughout the night, or if it was super early in the morning. It's not even clear what time the mother got up and noticed that Melody was not there. Regardless, Melody left behind her coat, and she took with her friend's waist-length sky blue coat with puffy sleeves. and Melody was seen walking towards her home wearing this coat at 7:30 that very morning. She also left her bike behind at her friend's home, although this makes sense to me because her bike had a flat tyre. It wouldn't be until Tuesday, December 3rd, 1991 that Melody was reported missing. The school contacted Shirley to report Melody absent for the second day in a row, and this panicked her. As I said earlier, Melody never missed school. She was proud of her perfect attendance record. Shirley would report Melody missing to the Baltimore City Police Department at 12:30 p.m. When police questioned why she did not report her daughter missing earlier, Shirley reasoned this because she just thought Melody was staying with her aunt, as she often spent days at a time with her. And since she normally came straight home after school to get her homework done, and this didn't happen on the Monday, this scenario made sense to Shirley. Besides that one sighting of who was thought to be Melody walking towards her home, there have been no further sightings and no clues as to where Melody is to this day. Police do not believe that she ran away because she had no money and no means of taking care of herself. It is believed she was abducted and murdered soon after her disappearance. Did she make it all the way home and then something nefarious happened to her there? It's unlikely Melody herself was involved in anything illegal, but she could have stumbled across something she shouldn't have seen and was killed for it. At the time of her disappearance, Melody McCoy was 12 years old. She is African American and was 5 foot and 100 pounds, with shoulder-length dark brown hair and dark brown eyes. Melody was last seen wearing a boy's waist-length sky blue coat with puffy sleeves, blue jeans, a blue sweatshirt, yellow socks and either red Reebok sneakers or white sneakers. It is reported as both. If Melody is still alive today, she would be 43 years old. If you have any information regarding the disappearance of Melody McCoy, please contact the Baltimore City Police Department on 984-714 or 410-396-2359. If you have your own thoughts and theories on the case we discussed today, or any case we talk about on Stolen Lives, please search Stolen Lives on Facebook, like the page so you don't miss an episode, and join the discussion group to talk about your thoughts and theories. You can also talk to us on Twitter, search lives_stolen, or on Instagram, Stolen Lives Podcast. If you like what you heard today, we would appreciate it if you share this episode on your social media of choice, and subscribe and leave a positive review on your podcast app. Today's episode was researched and written by me, Ali. Hosting and production was also by me, Ali. Music is by Mayu.